Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
I'm looking in the newspaper here, the headline of the papers this morning. Teachers face ban on career breaks. Now, this is the first, of course, the unions have heard about this, all right? Norma Foley, obviously staff will be incentivised to return from lucrative tax-free nations to tackle growing nationwide shortage in schools. As it is, we've about 65,000 teachers in Irish schools. As it speaks, 2,375 are on career breaks. The Education Minister is set to crack down on career breaks for teachers, which allow them to work in tax-free countries in a bid to tackle the acute shortage of staff. For a number of months now, schools have come under increasing pressure due to the unfilled job vacancies and teacher shortages, with some principals stating that the rising cost of living is resulting in teachers not being able to afford to live in urban areas in particular. Career breaks for teachers allow for a period of unpaid leave for no less than one school year and up to 5 years at a time, and a maximum of 10 years during a teacher's career. Now, can I just say, by the way, this is not exclusive to teachers. It's just that we're concerned about teachers at the moment because we have so little of them. And it's an important job, as we all know. And it's a valuable job for society. But all civil servants can take breaks. I'm a bit confused by the legislation because according to the newspapers this morning, they talk about a maximum of 10 years. I'm looking at the legislation here and it says a civil servant can apply to take up to a maximum of 3 career breaks, which aggregated do not exceed the limit to the career breaks, which is 12 years in total. Now, they have to be there 2 years of continuous service, including any probationary period. And it also says be in a position to complete the career break and resume duty before reaching the maximum age, obviously, of retirement. In other words, they have to be able to get back before they retire. Now, for a lot of people, they think this is nonsense. You know what I mean? Look, in my job, for example, I can't take a career break. I have to leave. If I want to pursue something else in another country tax-free, or if I want to pursue a bit of time off for another project, I have to leave and hope that I can get a job again in 4 or 5 years' time when I come back into the market. Now, sources said that the plan for an answer or Ireland's call-style campaign to bring teachers back to Ireland used during the pandemic to lure medical staff back home was still in its infancy. But it was something that the department would be rolling out next year. Mind you, they'd want to streamline how to... Because I was only listening yesterday to a teacher explaining that she was English and she came to Ireland and to teach in Ireland. Was it English or French? I'm not too sure. To teach in Ireland, it took her 2 years to be approved. A bit similar, I suppose, to doctors coming to Ireland. They have to go to the medical council, which is a lot more streamlined than seemingly the teachers are. But anyway, it is likely that any requests for extensions of a career break would be rejected under the new plans. However, unions criticised the move, with the National Teachers Organisation saying it deplored the lack of engagement and consultation by the Education Minister, Norma Foley, on potential changes to members' terms and conditions. The Teachers Union of Ireland also said it would make the profession less attractive and ultimately worsen the teacher recruitment and teacher crisis, and also criticised the lack of consultation. Now, the Education Minister, Norma Foley, brought a memo to the incorporeal meeting of the Cabinet yesterday outlining the actions her department is taking in response to teacher supply challenges. Other plans under consideration include leaving students, teachers to teach on their own in classes without supervision by another teacher and using the qualified teacher to fill in for other classes. And the staffing shortages have left 900 primary schools in Ireland without their full quota of teachers. Nationally, an average of 87% of primary schools have reported challenges recruiting substitute teachers. Now, Gary Gannon, for the Social Democrats, education spokesperson, said that the career break ban showed the government was panicking and grasping at straws. He said career breaks are only sanctioned where positions can be filled, and many of those who apply for a career break do so because they have caring duties in the home. But today I want to know, what's your thoughts on career breaks in general? And not just have a go at Teacher's Day, although that can be fun too. It's not just have a go at Teacher's Day. It's generally speaking with civil servants. The idea that you're in a job and you can turn around in that job and say, I think I'll take 3 years off, head off to Australia or something, do something different. Listen, can you hold that job open for me? And I'll come back in 3 years' time. In the interim, only a temp can be obviously employed to hold your position because they can't be given a permanent job. It does seem like a bizarre situation, but it has always been there, by the way, for civil servants. It's a perk of the job, I suppose. It's not in the private sector, unless you have some sort of an agreement with your boss, but I doubt you do. But do you think career breaks are a thing of the past? Should we just abolish the idea completely? Let me know. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I want to hear from you, by the way, if you're in the public sector or the private sector. Do you think they should be a thing of the past? Should career breaks for teachers and other civil servants, particularly teachers, because we're talking about it today, be banned in response to staff shortages. Let me go to Graham, our resident teacher. Graham, good afternoon to you.
Hang on, Graham. I do apologise. Oh, hang on. People are switching over my lines here.
Sorry, Graham. I do apologise to you.
That's cool.
Graham,
how are you getting at?
Graham, look, you know, look, we all know that teaching can be an attractive job. It's a difficult job and we value your, you know, your contribution to society, etc., etc.
I'm not sure you do, given the general impression.
Okay. But, okay. In relation to this idea for civil servants, and not just teachers, I'm not just having to go with teachers. Teachers just happen to be in the news here and the front page.
How many times you mentioned other civil servants? All you've been mentioning is teachers.
Yeah, okay, but look,
anyway, to the point.
Look at the Daily Mail front page today. You got teachers face ban on career breaks. That's the headline. I mean, it is a little bit of an outdated concept that you, if you wanted to, can choose to head off to Dubai tomorrow or Australia, wherever you want to go, and work and, you know, earn a few quid or do whatever you want to do and, you know, see the world and then come back and just your job is waiting for you. It's a little bit of an outdated concept, isn't it?
Well, it's not quite that simple. Number one, I can apply for it and get told no.
You can.
All right, and as someone who sits on two boards of management, that is what happens.
But there's 2,375 years on career breaks at the moment.
Are there?
Yeah, out of 65,000 teachers, 2,375 teachers are currently on career breaks.
Yes, and generally speaking, they would be involving caring needs. So that would be involved in caring for elderly relatives or caring for children, those kind of things.
And some are working abroad in tax-free areas. I know two who work in media.
Well, 2 out of 65,000.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Don't typify it by saying they're all caring. They're not.
I didn't say they're all. It is typically the purpose. I'm not saying everybody is doing it for that reason. Hmm. But the point of this is there aren't enough teachers. There aren't enough teachers because the job isn't attractive to enough people. So the minister's solution to the job isn't attractive to enough people. Let's take away one of the perks of the job, and that's going to make it more attractive to people. It's idiotic.
But there is a lot of perks to the job already, Graham. I mean, there are good perks. The hours are good. The long holidays are good. I'm not having a go. I'm just saying they are perks to the job.
I know. It's okay.
No, but they are perks to the job.
Yes, and they're part of the reason why, not the entire reason, because, I mean, if you just do it for those, you won't last long doing it. No. You have to actually like it.
Of course, no. I mean, I'm not going to stand in a classroom with 22 kids shouting at me. You know what I mean? No.
I would pay to see that, okay?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be doing it, Graham. That's why you're doing it.
My kids are great. They wouldn't be doing that. But anyway, the issue is the lack of teachers. The lack of teachers is based around unequal pay, is based around the taking 5, 6, 7 years to get a permanency anywhere, is based around the way the department deal with teachers and deal with their unions. Again, if this is a plan, you sit down and talk to people. They don't. They go out into the media and announce it. They'll get savaged about it and it'll disappear. It's a bit like Norma Foley. We're all going back in January 2 years ago. We're all going back. No, we're not. And we didn't. All right? She doesn't. I don't even think just on Norma Foley because Joseph Madigan and the other ministers and their predecessors are all in this boat. It is not a Fianna Fáil, Fianna Gael thing. It's an all of them thing. But they don't consult. They don't reach agreements. They make diktats about things that then they can't push through. And they float silly things in the media to see the reaction, and then they decide whether it's something they'll do or not. This will not solve the problem. This will exacerbate the problem. Forget the merits or demerits of it one way or the other. Is there a conversation you have that? Yeah, fair enough, maybe there is. But
Graham, is there a conversation around career breaks in general? Forget about just school teachers at the minute. The idea that in any job, you would never get away with that in the private sector. If I want to go off and see what it's like to work in America on a radio station for a while, I have to leave here. I go off, it doesn't work out. I come back, say, 3 years later. I then have to apply for a job and try and get back into media in Ireland. Well, that's just the risk I have to take.
If it's true, to be clear now, I've been teaching 20-ish years. I know one teacher ever who's been out for 3 years. I'm not saying that's anecdotal, so I'm sure there are others, that kind of thing. But to present it as it is a common thing, people disappear for 3 years, it isn't. But it does happen. But to be clear, those are not approved by a board every year.
No, I'm not saying people are doing anything illegal. I'm not suggesting people are taking advantage of a system, and the system allows them to do that, and that's fine.
They're not taking advantage of it. they're using this. It is a term of condition of the job.
Well,
it's a term of condition of the job.
In the civil service, yes.
And ministers, one way or the other, don't get to unilaterally change the terms and conditions of people's employment.
By the way, can you clarify for me, because I'm seeing two different stories here. In the newspapers today, they're talking about you can take a maximum of 3 career breaks up to 10 years. But according to the legislation I'm looking at online here, civil servant can take a maximum of 3 career breaks up to 12 years, as long as they're back before retirement.
I've never taken one. And I have no intention of ever taking one. I suppose circumstances. I don't know. I actually thought it was 5. I'll be honest.
Well, no, 5 years in maximum in one period you can take, but up to you can take up
and
to
I
3 career
that
breaks.
The limit. Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, with a maximum of up to 12 years, according to the legislation.
But generally speaking, my view on these kinds of things is, and people say, "Well, of course you are. You're a teacher. You view it that way because it's to my benefit."
Well, I expect you to defend your profession.
Yeah, but. I know, but I think teachers are doing something wrong. I'll say it. Like I said, I'm not taking one. I've never taken one. I don't plan on taking one. But I don't see, I see generally speaking, government trying to pit private sector against public sector. I think it should be all of us against government, generally speaking. But also, the solution to potential inequalities between terms and conditions for private sector and public sector isn't to erode the conditions of the public sector, it's to improve the conditions of the private sector. In my opinion.
Yeah, but you can't. But the private sector, there are a lot of things I believe the private sector should be doing that the public sector have already, right? And some of that, by the way, is going to be happening over the next 2 or 3 years, like pensions and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. But it can work both ways.
Absolutely. But this is not something I would ever suggest for the private sector, because the private sector wouldn't survive if we allowed people to take, 3 or 5 year or up to 12 years in total in their career breaks. It just wouldn't survive. So. It's going to cause problems, not just for teachers, by the way. Not just for teachers. I'm just saying the civil service in general.
Well, I would think 12 years sounds excessive to me, I'll be honest.
I would imagine the numbers of people who have taken that amount of time is probably very small.
I would hope I could count them on my hands, to be honest. But
yes.
Even in legislation, if someone's allowed, then would I have an issue with that being reduced? No, I wouldn't. I mean, 12 years does seem excessive for me.
But when you look at the figures today, and this is 2020-2021, 65,000 teachers, right? That was up to the end of 2020. All right, that's the latest figure I have here. And at least 2,375 teachers were on a career break 2020-2021. I mean, that's pretty high. That's a lot of people out of a reasonably small amount of people. Do you know what I mean?
55,000 isn't a reason. That's quite
it's a large amount of people taking that much time off. You know what I mean? Would you not agree?
2,000 out of 65,000.
That's 2,375 teachers were short.
It's not because those roles are generally filled, and because those terms and conditions exist are part of the reason some teachers, not the all reason, but certainly part of the reason that some teachers will go into the profession in the first place. And again, a significant portion, I'm not going to say I know the numbers, I don't, but anyone I've spoken to, like any instance of someone taking a career break that I have knowledge of, the vast majority, and again, this is anecdotal, so it doesn't mean it's universal, but the vast majority of them are in terms of care needs.
Well, do me a favour, stay there for a second, because I want to go to Jay as well. Jay, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Jay?
Good afternoon, man.
Good afternoon. Now, Jay, look, I understand what Graeme is saying. It's a perk of the job. If there's no perks in a job, for example, and we see it with the tech companies, etc., etc., well, the job becomes less attractive, and then you get less people, being recruited for the job or going into the profession. So I do see the point that he's making.
I do, man, but you can't give out to them for having a great union. I mean, the public sector have a massive, very strong union. And I mean, but we need the teachers. I don't agree with it. If you want to take the career break, take it by all means. Nobody's forced to work. But you don't get your job held open for you. You give up that job and you let somebody else come in. Because one thing we all hear about is young teachers can't get full-time employment or they can't get a contracting skill. But we should know why now.
Oh, you're breaking up there, Jay. Sorry, go ahead. We know why now. Obviously, the point you're making is because other teachers or some of those jobs are being held open for teachers who are on breaks. Is that the point you're making? Oh, we've lost his line there.
Into the point he's making. If those teacher who is if I go on a career break, somebody covers for me. And if I'm approved for more than 2 years, in the second year they re-interview and they have, they don't give permanencies anymore, but that teacher gets a CAB. So those two things, much as they're commonality doesn't denote causality. One of them isn't the cause of the other.
Yeah, but I think the point he's making is, if you really want a break, leave, let the position be available for somebody else who might want it. And as you
but the
point
position
out,
is available.
But
if I leave, my job is available.
But no, if you go on a career break, your yeah. job is filled in by somebody temporary. It can't be made filled by somebody permanent because your job is still available.
If I'm gone for more than 2 years, they then have 2 years continuous service and it's not covering for maternity leave. So they get to re-interview the job and they end up in the same contract that I'm on.
So they will then, when you return to the school, what happens to them?
They will have to be redeployed, but they will be redeployed somewhere.
Is that fair on them? Is that fair on other people who fill in for these 2,375 positions currently at
the moment? If I hadn't left in this hypothetical, they wouldn't have had a job at all.
Okay, we'll stay there. Let me go to Billy as well. Billy, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Billy? Oh, no sign of Billy either. Billy, are you there?
Yes. Nobody wants to talk to me.
Jeepers. I don't know what's on my phone lines. This happened the day before yesterday too. My gosh. Billy, are you there? No, he's not. Okay. Somebody says, no, I completely understand what Graham is saying. It would make the job less attractive. I have considered myself going into the teaching career. I currently work in the private sector. And the reason I'm going into the career is not because I love the idea of teaching and I've done it part-time in the past. It is because of the opportunities that are available and also the long breaks. Well, look, that is one of the careers. Sorry, I think Billy's there now. Billy, are you there now? No, he's not, unfortunately. All right. You know, I have gremlins in the machine for the last 3 days, Graham, and I swear to God, if you want a job as a talk show host, I think I'm going to go on a career break myself.
I've got a sneaky suspicion your audience numbers would drop precipitously if they were listening to Lefty Me spoke on all day.
You could only imagine what would happen if you were on all day.
It'd be a hit
out on you at this stage. But Graham, I mean, this idea that the unions are giving out constantly all the time saying, you know, oh, they're not telling us. I mean, that is the minister's job, the Minister of Education, to come up with an idea. Now, that's not the only idea. That's part of the plan. She said she also wants to do an Ireland's Call, style campaign, which they did during the pandemic.
Well,
would it not be a good idea to reach out to all those teachers who may be in Dubai or maybe in other tax-free havens or where they're getting paid well?
Why are those teachers there?
Because they're getting paid well.
No, generally speaking, you're talking much younger teachers. They come in, they're on a different pay scale to me. Fix the fucking pay equality and you'll fix a massive amount of that proportion rather than wasting money on PR that's going to do diddle all.
I know two teachers, primary school teachers, both of them went to Dubai. I don't know whether they took a career break or took time out or I don't know how they did it, but they went to Dubai and they went over there for a year and in that year they saved enough money for a deposit on the house.
Yeah, and probably change. Yeah. And I know teachers who've done it too. Wouldn't appeal to me personally, but crack up. But again, when they're looking at the job situation here, they're on a different pay scale. So they're not, over the course of their career, they're not going to, even if they have the exact same qualifications, the exact same job as me, over the exact same period of time, they will make tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, less than I will make.
Okay, I think Billy is fine there.
Emergency pay discrimination brought in, that they said, oh, we'll get rid of it when the emergency's gone. The emergency left. And they never changed anything because they're liars.
Okay, sorry, Billy, you're there now, I believe.
Niall, dodgy phone lines this week.
Ah, stop, the gremlins are in the machine, it's Christmas. I think they're all on holidays. I think that those little, what do you call those little elves, the elf on the shelf, I think he's in me desk. Sorry, Billy, you believe we should just ban the career breaks altogether?
Exactly, Niall. Look, we've had free education in this country since what, 1996, 1997?
Thereabouts, yeah.
And we do not have free education.
Well, it's not really free. Administration charges. Okay.
Administration charge of what? $3,000 a year, right? Mm. But it's predominantly free. Because people aren't paying the full value of what they get in the education.
No.
And this is doctors, nurses, and other professional qualifications that come out of university. So, you know, I'm of the firm belief that if you go for one of these qualifications, you should sign a contract with the state when you commence that education, guaranteeing a service to the state to pay back the fees of that for a period of time after you qualify.
Well, I've always believed that, by the way. That's similar to Australia. Similar, yeah.
And you can have all you want, but it's a free education. You're doing something
of application
that is...
So far.
Say again?
No. Again, that's similar to what the minister just floated, that is changing the terms and conditions, making the job less attractive. So all the functional result of it will be is to reduce the number of teachers, which is not the problem here.
There must be an attraction for people to go into the vocation to start.
It's a job, not a vocation.
It's a vocation, let's be honest.
Have you ever done it?
I haven't, and I wouldn't.
Then speak about what you know. It's a job, not a vocation.
I'm speaking about what I know.
You're not. You're saying it's a vocation. I know about third level education.
Well, with the great respect, Graham, people come on the air and they talk about things. Like people come on the air who might not have children and they talk about children. So, I mean, people know what a teacher does. We've a fair idea of what the job is, Graham. And I, like Billy, would say...
Do I know how to do your job now?
No, but the medical profession, for example, the teaching profession, people have considered them vocations for years. It's not an unusual statement.
That is a way of minimising the professionalism of the job.
I'm a taxpayer in this country. I've inadvertently funded the education of these teachers who are now going overseas to Dubai and Abu Dhabi and the Arab Emirates to
teach them.
We're not getting value for the money that we've put into the system in that case, are we?
We are the lowest funded education system in the OECD and consistently rank far above that by every metric. The exact opposite of what you just said is true. You get far more value than the money underfunded education system this government provides.
But the underfunding is not in relation to salaries, because if we look across the OECD in relation to salaries, Irish teachers are paid above the average.
And they also work more hours and live in a generally speaking more expensive country.
But they have the highest 23 hours. Holidays, and I don't mean to beat the holiday drum, because it's always beaten with teachers, but it is a fact.
But it's a fact, in comparison
to our neighbours in the UK, that we have, I believe in the UK it's a 6-week summer holiday, we give up to 3 months for second level education in this country. I'm sure it is, and I'm quite happy that you get it, but it
doesn't sound like it.
But Billy, is there any credibility in what Graham is saying? And I understand the point that he's making, and I understand how bizarre it seems for people who work in the private sector, as you said, paying your taxes for the education system, which is subsidised in this state. Is there any argument in what he's saying, that if you take away some of the perks, and they are perks, there's no doubt about it, Graham admits that himself, if you take away the perks of being a civil servant, and this goes to all civil servants, well, then you make the job less attractive?
But like you're doing, as you said, a career break that you can take up to 10 years in your career as a career break. That's a quarter of your working life can be taken in a career break.
I would doubt that many people take that much, but the average was probably somewhere between 3 and 5.
It's allowable up to a quarter of your career can be taken. That's a ridiculous perk, in fairness, considering that there's a guaranteed pension at the end of the period. Yeah.
Like you'd be ever.
I want to be clear to people, if you miss a decade of your career, that
is a very significantly reduced pension. To be clear,
can I be clear, by the way, as well, to our audience listening as well, who don't know about career breaks? You don't get paid while you're on career break. Obviously, just in case people thought you did.
Yeah. So, Graham, let me just ask you a question. When you're on that career break, that is a guaranteed open job waiting for you when you come back. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So it has to be approved by the Board of Management.
Yeah, but
year on
year.
But that's fair enough, and teachers are also saying that there's one of the issues is that people can't get permanent roles. So there's 2,000 teachers that are holding open permanent roles, while other teachers coming behind them can't get into those permanent roles because they're on.
Explain that
based on somebody taking a 2-year career break. But if somebody takes a 1-year career break, for example, well, then that teacher is not going to get a permanent role probably that replaces them. Great. Yeah. So it doesn't always work.
In terms of one year, yes. If you start in your first year of your job, you have to then at the end of the first year. You don't get what's called a CID, contract of indefinite duration. There is no such thing as permanencies anymore, and that's the equivalent of them now.
But the problem we have is you have
to re-interview after a year. And obviously, if I was coming back, if I hypothetically took a career job and our career break was coming back after a year, you couldn't re-interview because I'm taking the job.
Okay, I've got to say something. I'm going to say something that might come across as extremely sexist, but it's not meant to be, right? Because I'm all for maternity leave. Only yesterday I was talking about maternity leave and how I believe it should be extended and how I believe companies should pay full pay for the maternity leave. But here's the thing. When you consider that in the primary school sector, the majority, I don't know what exactly the percentage is, I'm going to hazard a guess, it's somewhere about 80-85% of primary school teachers are female. We have to add to that, that not only do we have 2,375 in career break, at any one time, how many teachers are on maternity leave? So we can see where the shortages are. You know what I mean? I'm not suggesting for a minute that people shouldn't be allowed to take maternity leave, but let's not add to the problem by having career breaks as well. Isn't that the point that Billy's making?
But this isn't something that adds to the problem, like I've already explained. This is a perk of the job that a minority take, but they do take, that a minority take, and that encourages people to go into the profession. The proposal by the minister will not fix that. It will make it less attractive, and it will reduce the number of teachers. So we can argue the merits one way or the other.
Okay, just a final word, Billy, before I go into the breaks, because I have to go into break because my producer's going to lose her mind in a second. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering, where are these, if it's going to reduce the number of teachers, where are they going to go to? Are they all going to emigrate?
I don't know. We already have high enough emigration that we hope we shouldn't.
Okay, all right, listen, I have to go into break. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Billy believes they should be banned altogether. Career breaks. Graham is just saying that if we get rid of them, well, then the job won't be attractive and you won't get people going into the teaching career because it's a perk. Let me know what you think. The number's 087-188-0008. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Paul. Paul, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you?
How's it going, Neil?
Paul, I mean, look, this has started a whole barony now between the unions and the Minister for Education. Now, and I want to be clear, it's not just teachers that take career breaks, but it's teachers we're short of at the moment, so that's why it's in the news. Do you think it's time to get rid of career breaks?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, 100%. I have a friend, she's teaching now 11 years, and I see her there every year, every summer, applying for jobs, because she cannot get a permanent position. She's gone from Donegal right down to West Cork, Dublin, Limerick. She's been all over the country trying to find it because she can't get a permanent position because she's either covering for somebody who's on career break or maternity leave. And
so she's just constantly the fill-in?
Constantly, yeah. And she's done two, maybe 3 years at some stage in some schools, and then she has to re-interview and someone else gets the position that she was filling in for. And then she has to move on again. Like, and it's just heartbreaking. Every year I see her breaking down and talking about wanting to quit teaching, talking about leaving. She's talked last year, we talked about maybe going to Dubai. She talked about going over to Australia to some friends that are over there working. They've told her she should come over there and stuff. And it is. It's heartbreaking. And then,
so she's not entitled to the paid leave and the paid holidays and all that kind of stuff because she has an impairment position.
Things, it depends on what position she kind of gets, but last year, no summer holiday pay, nothing like so.
Yeah, that's
it,
unfortunate.
It's really hard for her, like, yeah.
Yeah, so during the summer, I'm assuming she corrects exams and does all sorts of other things to try and make a few quid.
She'd try anything. She went away and done a course in to become a fitness instructor and everything, so she tries to do a bit of that as well if she can get it. Like.
So your point is, if the 2,375 teachers currently on a career break weren't on a career break, or if those positions were made available and they had to leave to pursue their project or whatever it is they wanted to pursue, that she could get a permanent job.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I can understand maternity leave. Like, people need to take that, but to hold a job
open. When I said that before the break, I didn't want to conflate that with the career breaks, but I'm just saying we can see why we have a problem. When we have a career that's primarily a female career, because if we look at particularly in primary school, it's nearly all female now at this stage. And of course, by the very nature that women have babies, they have to take maternity leave, and rightly so, and should be paid in full for that. But that all creates the issue when you have a shortage. You know,
yeah.
And I wasn't having a go at people taking maternity leave by any stretch of the imagination. But I'm just saying, adding career breaks to that issue is a problem.
Oh, 100%. Like, and it's very unfair. Like, just to see her. Like, and I talk from my friend's point of view. Like, because I see her crying every year. Like, having to apply for jobs, and there's jobs in, and there's other parts of it that's unfair then as well. Because I've seen her in school, and then she's to re-interview for the position that she's had for maybe a year or two, and she doesn't get it. And someone fresh out of college, because they know the principal and stuff, or someone high up in the school, they're getting the position that she's held for 2 years, and like she's come home crying that there was a lad fresh out of college, no experience whatsoever in teaching higher level maths, got the position that she held.
Right.
And she's a load of experience in higher level maths and stuff, and because they know somebody in the school, they're getting.
Well, I wouldn't like to think that's what's happening, by the way, that there's kind of nepotism happening.
Here every year breaking down over it, like, yeah.
Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Megan as well. Megan, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Megan?
Hi, Ned. How are you?
Good. Now, Megan, you're a teacher.
I am. Okay. I'm one of those teachers on maternity leave.
Oh, sorry, I do. By the way, I want to make it abundantly clear for the third time. I'm not having a go at people taking maternity
leave.
I know
you're not. I know you're not.
But because it's primarily a female role, it seems to be, and more so over the last 20 years. I don't know how that actually happened, because when I go back to when I was in school, it was primarily male, and it's kind of switched over the last 20, 30 years. But anyway, we're seeing that being an issue when you have a shortage. But then it also becomes a bigger issue then when you've got 2,300 people taking a career break on top of that. So how do you fix that problem, Megan?
I don't think it's the career break that's the issue. I think, A, it's the qualification, especially for secondary school. You have to take 2 years, nearly 12 grand, to get qualified now. Some kids don't have that money to actually get qualified. So that's an issue. Also, when you're starting off, as your the lad there that was on a minute ago, you're not guaranteed work every year. You're not getting paid during the summer. You're not getting paid during Christmas. You're not getting paid, like, there's about, 6 weeks in the school term where you're not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that attractive to young kids? Or a young kid?
Students,
going into profession? You're not, like, I'm qualifying, one of those teachers that qualified after 2011. So I don't have the degree bonus or...
Yeah, the master's degree bonus,
My pension isn't as good or anything like that. And you do feel it in your pocket. Like, if it wasn't for a career break, I wouldn't have got my position, because the teacher that went out, she had to leave for personal reasons, decided not to come back. I got my job out of that. So,
but you only got your job because she decided not to come back.
Exactly. But, like...
That wouldn't be the normal case. Most of them would come back, I imagine. So if she had to come back, you'd have been back out of a job again.
It depends. Some people do leave permanently out of it, and then there's some people who, like most people who go on career break, they really only go for a year, two max.
But is it fair that you're holding a job? This is the point I was talking about to Graham. If it's only a year or it's 2 years or whatever it is, but you're still, that school is forced to hold a position open for you.
I'll be honest with you, the girl who I was in, she took the 5 years, and for the 3 years afterwards, I had anxiety over it, because yes, I got my CID. But if she came back, I didn't know where I was going to be, because I'd have to be redeployed somewhere, because I had my hours. But they couldn't give me a lot of hours because of her hours.
But is that fair that you would have been... you're in a school you're familiar with, a community that you're familiar with and you're loved in probably, or, you know, and you get on well with the students, and all of a sudden the teacher comes back and it's off now. See you now. We'll have to find somewhere else for you.
It wasn't fun. Like, you're kind of going every summer going... Am I back in September? I don't know. It isn't fun. And I think that's part of the reason as well. It gives you
But it's a bit of an outdated idea, Megan, that, you know, and it's only civil service. It doesn't apply to the private sector. That you can, it's like me, if I decided, Jase, I'd love to work in Florida on radio. I think I'll go over there now and I'll just tell me boss now I'm going for 3 years and off I go, and I come back and I expect him then to ditch the guy that's on the air in 3 years' time and put me back on again just because I decided to take a risk. That's not the way it works. I'll have to leave. I just have to leave my job, take the risk, go and make a name for myself in America if that's what I want to do. And if it doesn't work out, I'll come back and I have to try and get back into media in Ireland. That's just the way it works. I mean, this idea that we hold a job open for somebody, it's a bit of an outdated idea. It was to attract people into the civil service going back 30, 40 years ago. I think it's just outdated now.
I wouldn't take it. But for other people, it is a perk. As one gentleman was on it, it is one of those perks of the job. In a sense, because...
But you've already got a lot of perks in the job. I mean, you know, that's if you love the job, of course. I mean, you've got the longest holidays you've probably ever asked for. So you've... And short, reasonably short working hours. You know what I mean?
Baby's
more important than a talk show, trust me.
He didn't want to be put down.
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. He just wants to be up in the arms, though.
But what I'm saying to you is, it's an attractive job. It's got the longest holidays of any career, you know, the shortest weekend hours. You know what I mean? It's attractive.
It would have been about before 2011. I don't think it's an attractive job anymore. Because you aren't, it isn't, the holidays. But if you're not getting paid during the holidays, those 3 months are tough.
But that's if you're not getting paid. I'm talking about if you're permanent and you are getting paid.
But it's very, I'm not even, I'm not full hours yet.
Yeah, but so 65,000 teachers are permanent. You know what I mean?
How many of them are before 2011? It isn't attractive anymore for people to come in. And that's the biggest problem. You're not getting people coming through the system because A, it takes too long. once you get, if you get the permanent job, yeah, it's a great job. But how, like, how many years are you on that road? You could be 10 years before you get a permanent job. 12 years, that's not security, especially if you want, like, a mortgage or anything like that.
By the way, before you go, because, like, is it a job? Is it a job or a vocation?
I think it's a vocation because I love. But I mean, I'm not in the money isn't. My brother and sister get paid better than me, but it is a job. Like at the end of the day.
But you could probably earn more money doing something else.
I could be earning more money doing something else, but I'm doing it because I like the job. But
there you go. Well, then it's a vocation, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
I tell you, working on radio can be a vocation too. Trust me.
I mean, you wouldn't. You like if you're dealing with kids and teenagers the whole time, you have to have a bit of patience. It's not.
No, it wouldn't be for me. I guess I didn't know. I'd lose my patience after 10 minutes of that.
It takes a certain person to do it.
But absolutely.
I mean, at the same time, it is a paycheck.
Like by the way, when are you back in work?
I'm back in February.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes and no.
Will you miss the baby?
I'll miss the baby, yeah. I have the two. I miss the two, but I mean, I do love my job. I love the kids. I love the school. Like, the school I work for is great. So,
yeah.
Like, you do miss that kind of... And there's always a bit of crack in school.
Yeah, true. And look, it gets a bit of normality back into one's life anyway. But listen, thank you very much indeed, Megan. I appreciate you coming on the air. No. Thanks, Paul, as well. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. The question is it time we get rid of career breaks? Mary, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you?
Thank you. I'm kind of playing the devil's advocate here.
Okay, Mary.
All right. I think it's 18 or 19 teachers in the Dáil at the moment as TD.
Yeah, probably in around that. They tend to be made up of a lot of teachers, including Enda Kenny himself as a teacher.
And Noel Dempsey gave up his teaching practice. Good God. Becoming Minister for Transport after 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
I have a daughter who waited 4 years for a contract and she was lucky to get the one after spending 15,000. Now, the other little thing that has my blood boiling is they don't actually get the teacher's salary while they're on these, whatever you would call them, breaks, but it's a different name for TDs. But what they do get is, when they take somebody on to replace them, they get the difference between that salary and the salary they were getting before they took the break.
They do not, do they?
They have just read it in black and white.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, there you go. Now, to me, if you get Caroline, like my daughter, right, just starting out, her salary is going to be minuscule in comparison to what these big guys are getting.
Explain that to me again, because now I'm confused.
Right.
So if I'm a teacher and I take a career break and I head off to Dubai for the 2 years, okay?
Yeah.
And then Mary comes in and she's a teacher. She comes in to replace me while I'm gone. So the difference in the salary Mary gets and the salary I would have been getting, I guess, while I'm on career break.
According to the Teachers Chronicle that I've just pulled up, because they were announcing that Noel Dempsey was just giving up after 22 years being a teacher, in the same article, they mentioned, like, somebody with long experience, I'm taking a career break and I've got a massive old contract and a massive big salary, and somebody just coming in, just having got a contract at a very small wage, that person taking the break is going to get the difference.
Okay, I'm unsure of the accuracy of all that, so I'm going to just leave it aside for the moment.
The teachers are not going to print that in black and white. It's not true.
I don't know how sure that
is. It's from their own source. It's from the teacher's source.
Yeah, no, I'm not doubting that's what you read, Mary, and I'm shocked to hear that because I didn't even know that myself. But anyway, in relation to career breaks in general, you know, across the civil service, particularly teachers, because we're talking about teachers today because we have a shortage of them. Do you believe it's time to get rid of this idea that you can take a break for 2 and 3 years or 5 years or up to 10 years from your job in your career and just go off and feather your nest somewhere and then come back when it all fails, looking for your job back and it should be held open for you? Do you believe that it's time to get rid of it?
In this day and age, they have to. They don't have a choice because there's no way of sort of carrying on with it logically. It doesn't make any sense anymore that they could have that. But the problem is going to be telling the rest of the civil service going to get it either.
Yeah, in other words, they got it, but you're not getting it. Yeah. In other words, changing their contracts, of course.
If you change theirs, you have to change them all.
Yeah, and you'll probably have to give them a few quid.
Yeah, but you can't say, who's going to give them the few quid? You or me are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, well, if the government wants to change their contracts, it's probably going to have to be some sort of disturbance money given to them or something.
There will have to be, but they can't give it to just the teachers.
No, they'll have to give us the whole civil service.
Yeah. They will.
Yeah.
They will, and that's going to be huge.
Yeah, it is. What's 550,000 people, I think, work in the public sector. I think it's something around that, or 600,000.
Yeah, can you imagine giving them disturbance pay?
Yeah.
And can you imagine the uproar?
I remember there was a, I don't know which department it was, right, but going back about 7 years ago, 8 years ago, across the Keys here, they moved from one building to another building, which was 300, I think it was like 300 yards down the road. It was a new fancy building. And they all got paid something like $4,000 or $5,000.
Oh,
just
God.
Just to move, like 300 yards down the road.
Oh, jump at yourself. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and then there was another article around in the paper that they got new software in some department, and they all had to get money to be, because they had to be trained to use
it.
We get new software at the radio station all the time. Nobody's given me a bean.
It can't have been that new, the software, because they're still using Windows 7.
Well, isn't that what we found out during the cyber hack?
They're still using it.
Yeah, but listen,
and even for the tax people are using it.
I know. A lot of the software is based on very old structures and it has to be emulated, I believe.
Well, apparently our information is not important.
Yeah, absolutely. Mary, listen, thank you all very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on the air. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, have a nice day. All right, a lot of people believe that career breaks should be banned. Some people are defending them and saying they're a good idea because it gives people opportunity to see the world. Well, there you go. If you want to see the world, don't take a job.
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.